Harlem Biospace is the first city-backed incubator facility for biomedical engineering. It gives young entrepreneurs a relatively low-cost way to develop their ideas and businesses. A low monthly fee provides them with desk space and laboratory facilities. They pay for their own raw materials.
This is great. The reason is because it's cheap and it has the wet lab that we need. So I order the chemicals that I need and I'm given the facilities here to do my experiments.
Tyler Poor and his partner are developing a product that will kill bacteria forever. It can be applied to household items like a sponge or to anything that needs to be bacteria-free. His goal and that of the 17 others at Biospace is to find solutions to biomedical problems. Edwin Vasquez is looking to unlock the mystery of diseases, such as Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. He says feedback from others in the building makes the work environment at Biospace a real plus.
And there's nothing better than sitting down in a room like this when there's a lot more people around and, you know, you've got something that is exciting and you go to the lunch room and you start talking to other of your colleagues, you know, and all of a sudden somebody knows that you... Somebody knows a researcher that is doing something similar to you or that can complement your research, you get in contact and things happen.
Leading hospitals and science centers are supporting innovators like Kate Rockland, founder of a company called Immunovet. She has developed a new allergy diagnostic which uses a brush applied to the nose or mouth instead of a needle.
And it's actually as accurate or more accurate than skin or blood testing. And from one single sample from the nose or mouth, we can test for a whole panel of 72 allergens. And we found that the blood test identified peanut allergies only 50% of the time, and we could find it 99% of the time. So we're far more accurate for peanut diagnosis, and that's really important because that one in particular is really life-threatening.
$600,000 from the city of New York got this project underway. According to Biospace Executive Director Matthew Owens, there have been real signs of success since last November's start.
We do have companies who are already shipping, getting revenue and getting products out to customers, so I think that's absolutely a success.
The primary goal of an incubator is to develop a business that can operate independently and become financially viable. The Harlem Biospace Incubator, with its cutting-edge research, is offering that opportunity. Bernard Chessman, VOA News, New York.